The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Me'ila Dav Chof. We have a new sugi in front of us, but it's really on a conceptual level. It's a hemshich of what we've been speaking about before. This is the inyan of Shlichus in Me'ila. We've been discussing that the idea of Me'ila is one of the inyanim that we've been discussing, is not the maisa of eating the kodesh, is not the maisa of being nene from the kodesh, where the shir is a shava pruta, the shir is a kazayis. Over here you see that you can be mitzarif, a hano of being moil, both maisim over a long period of time, even though little bites of a maisa should not be mitzarif over a week. If somebody is moil, a mashu, over a month, over a year, at the point where it adds up to a pruta, there he's chayv amilim. This is also the point that loy matzinu, the Gemara says by us, zenenev, the Gemara alludes to this also in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis, l'gabidiz, loy matzinu b'chol ha'tar kula zenenev v'zem nizchayv. If I give a pruta to somebody else for him to spend, and I was the one who was moitzi that pruta from its use as hekdesh by giving it to somebody else, even though I wasn't the one who was netted from it, I gave it to somebody else. But still, that's called that I was moitzi the mois from yichud hekdesh. That's me'ila. It's me'ila of hoitzo. It's not me'ila of hano, but it's me'ila of hoitzo. Not only that, but a half a pruta of my me'ila of hano is mitzarif with the other half that I was moitzi for somebody else. It's also a point. What's the bottom line in all these halakhas? That the maisa of mila is not a defined being nena, being oichel. It's not even a defined maisa gezel. It's the fact that by me or I created a yitzia from hegdish on a something that was designated before for hegdish. There's no defined maisa that it has to be done in a certain way over a certain period of time, etc. Even by Gezel, we discussed in the Pnei Yeshua, person steals a half a pruta, then an hour later steals another half a pruta. Why did Achan Ispat, the Pnei Yeshua says, because you need a Maisa Gezel. The definition of a Maisa Gezel is that I took from you Ba'ifin, where there's a Tvi and Bezdin, a half a pruta is a Shir that there's Mechila. By Me'ila, all that doesn't exist. By Me'ila, if what I created Al Yidei, an ongoing effort, was that there's a pruta of, or there's something of, Hegdish, which is no longer in Hegdish, which is now in the Schal, and it's Yotzel Chulman, the halach is that I'm Chai. In that vein, let's tackle the sugya that we have by us. The Mishnah says by us, Hashliach she'osa shlichuse balabayis mo'al. A shliach was moil for, I sent a shliach for, to be moitzi something, all the cases that are discussed in the Mishnahis over these few dafim. I sent a shliach to be moitzi from the Rishus of Hegdish. The halach is that the balabayis is moil. Loyos l'shlichus, if the shliach does not carry out his shlichus faithfully, so then he's not a shliach, then he's doing on his behalf. Meaning to say, the state in the Mishnah is that the din of somebody else doing for me is based on the concept of shlichus. Him doing for me me'ila will be mechayiv me. If I'm not chayiv, then he'll be chayiv. We'll get back to that. Is that does one automatically create where the other one is chayiv? That's something that has to be discussed. But the tzuris in the Shmaitze is the mission that there is shlichus ha-me'ila. This is a basic question. What happened to the klal that we find all over Shas and shlichus l'dvar averus? So the Gemara in Kedushin in the sugya of shlichus, more specifically shlichus l'dvar averus, says that even though b'chol ha-teru kula en shlichus l'dvar averus, there are a few exceptions to the rule. One of the exceptions to the rule is me'ila. Me'ila, shlichus ha-me'ila, the Gemara says, is learned out from shlichus of hafroshes truma shalek din. Over there it says chet. By me'ila it says chet. Ma, over there shlichus of truma works. Shlichus of me'ila also works. But there's one interesting piece. The Mishnah later on, the Mishnah by us on the next daf, Chof Aleph, says that the same way a person could send a shliach, what's discussed now in Mishnah, a godl, which b'chol ha'tari kulu, shlichus is only a bardas, ma'atem bardas, the shliach of a person also has to be a bardas, except for, let's say, a chotzer. A chotzer is, the Gemara says in Bavim Tzir, if you're in other places, chotzer is also, when my chotzer is koine for me, when something is put into my chotzer, it's koine for me, midin shlichus. Over there, obviously, it's not a bardas, but that's a different concept, that's a different type of shlichus. That concept is based on yad, that it's doing, it's not the shliach is doing on my behalf, but that's my doing in the sense of the chutz is an extension of my domain, my vishus. That's the concept over there that's called chutz mishum shlichus, chutz mishum yad, and the definition of chutz mishum shlichus is also based on chutz mishum yad, the way the Achronim explain in the sugi over the above mitzvah. But in a regular shlichus, a shlich has to be a bardas. When he's doing for me that his maisa should be considered my maisa, his doing should accomplish, create, define something for me halakhically, is based on a shlichus of a bardas. The Mishnah Chavalev says that shlichus works for a chashu, for a chashet v'kotten. Obviously, the shlichus over here is a different type of concept. How it's learned out of Truma, by the way, is an interesting question. Toisvis and Daf Chofalo from an Aleph, Dibra Maskul Nosno is oimen on this. The gist of what Toisvis seems to be saying is really in line with what we just discussed. What Toisvis says is that the whole shlichus of Milo, the concept of somebody else doing for me, is not the regular concept. B'chol HaTorah Kulo, if I want to create something, it has to be my doing. It has to be my doing or my koyach at least to create. There's really two parts of shlichus. The shlichus, where we could define that what the asiyah of the shliach is considered the asiyah of the mishaleach. That's one type of shlichus. What we call shlichus of a maisa. Then the shlichus of a chalois. Geirush and kiddushin, we don't necessarily have to have, or shlichus of creating a kingdom, the maisa of the mishaleach. We have to have that the shliach has a koyach halachically to create definition that'll be binding on the mishaleach. If I send somebody to buy something, it has to be that it's my maisa kniya, my maisa kinyan, or it has to be that his kinyan can create ownership for me. We'll have to define that because it's one of mi'ilo. Shlichus and mi'ilo is a very crucial point regarding this distinction of shlichus. But the point is this. The point of Tosfos is that Tosfos points out that Leimatzinu Zenen of Zem Ischayv. There's no place in Torah where we find that Reuven can eat something and Shimon becomes a Mechuyev. If you find that by Me'ila, that tells us that existentially Shlichus of Me'ila is a different concept. True, there's a Gzei Hashem we learn that from Truma, but the concept of Truma still has to be that the Shliach has to create for the Mishalech. He has to create in the Tvur, in the Kri of the Mishalech, a Chaloi Shem Truma. He has to be Matvis Hashem Truma. That needs a Koyach of Shlichus, and that Koyach of being able to accomplish, do, create for somebody else is only in a relationship of two bardas, of two people that are above age. Masha'inkein, the shlichus of mi'ilo, the same way somebody else could do zenenim zem eschayiv, the shlichus of mi'ilo just means that al yodi, there's an effect that was created. And that reality is a reality you don't have a whole din eteru. The chiv of mi'ilo is that it's nesiyaches to me, not that I did something, something was done through me. The effect that was created is on my cheshbon. It's my achrayis, but not necessarily to me. Say, I'm mechuyev for that which was created without the fact that it was created for me, by me, and so on and so forth. There can't be a relationship with somebody who's a chereshoy tivikotin of that it's called my doing. That yachas, that chalois, only exists with the shlichus of a bardas. But shlichus, that it's my fault, it's my responsibility, I'm liable, responsible for that which was created, for the chilul of hegdish that was created, that's a chiddush that we find by me'ilah, and that's taka only by me'ilah, that's why shlichus of a chereshoy tivikot works. So that's one. It happens to be, what's interesting is, the stipler over here, the Simon Yud, points out that it could very well be, lefi the reda we discussed in the previous year, that maybe this type of meal that we're discussing of effect, creation, toitzov, chilul of hegdish is only by meal of hoitzov. Maybe meal of hano, where a person actually was nene from something, maybe that depends on a maisa being nene. And then, if he's nene, who says that hano is shaykh to me? Lamashul, let's say, I send a chereshoy tivikotin, and he eats a piece of hegdish, or like it, and he eats something that belongs to hegdish. Maybe we would say that type of mi'ila has to do with eating. We discussed even a further tzad from Rishash, that maybe that shir is totally in kizayis. It's nothing to do with necessarily taking out of the rishus of English. It has to do with being nene. In that case, for sure, the cher shoyt of cotton can't do for me. That's pashut, by the way, that if the, something, the chiyuv of something is the eating, eating is a physical experience. Even the maisa and halacha of achilo is defined as something, the physical experience of eating. That sense, there's no such thing as ze oichel v'ze mischai v'kim. It's not shayich to Shimon, Reuven's eating. Maybe Reuven could be responsible for the effect of what Shimon created, maybe. But Reuven cannot be chayiv for Shimon's physical experience of eating. This cuts, by the way, to the flip side also. Anything that what's being done is a physical activity cannot be shaykh to somebody else with the parasha of Shlichus. That's the famous raid of the Tosfos Rid in Kedushin Daf Mem Beis and the Ktzois in Siman Kuf Pei Beis about why can't I use the klal of Shlichus Shel Adam Kamoisei to have somebody put on tefillin for me. I could pull the covers over my head, go to sleep till Chatzois, and have somebody down the Shachris and put on tefillin bizman for me. Why not? And the gist of what the Tosfos Rid seems to be saying, what the Ktzois seems to be saying is that when somebody else is putting on tefillin, theoretically you could say in Lomdus that his Maisa Hanochas tefillin is shaykh to me. But what's the mitzvah of tefillin? Mitzvah of tefillin is al yodecho. So what's going to be shaykh to me? I have in Lomdus, so to speak, on a conceptual level, I have that his hand bore tefillin. His hand wore tefillin. He stood Shemayin Esrei. I have his Shemayin Esrei. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not for me to have as a possession of mine his physical activity of doing a mitzvah, of wearing tzitzis, of wearing tefillin, and so on. So it's meaningless for me, his wearing tefillin. Whereas, let's say, a mitzvah of building a mikvah on top of one's roof, it's not the physical activity which is the mitzvah, it's the doing which creates that the roof is guarded. So merely his doing can create that, and it'll be considered that I have that a mikvah was put for me. It's shaykh to me, the mitzvah of building the mikvah. That's an easier example, because maybe you don't even need a mice of building a mikvah. But there are mitzvahs that are shaykh, let's say a mitzvah of shchita of a korban. The ikar is not the physical of my hand doing the shchita. The point is the mice which creates that the animal is a shachut. So over there, that's where the prototype of shlichus, v'shachtu oisei kalkal, das yisur beinu habayim, the Gemara says in Gedushin, daf men beis, and that's where we learn about shlichus b'chol ha-Torah kulo. One person shecht says, if everybody did a ma'aseh shchit on the carbon Pesach. Why is that? Because over there, the mitzvah is not the physical hand knife pushing against the animal's neck. The ma'aseh that creates a certain effect, that's the mitzvah. But where the mitzvah is the ma'aseh, the physical activity itself, their shlichus will not help. And the same is true by Averis. So getting back to what we're saying, that's what Tosfos is saying, that the chiyuv of me'ila is not defined in terms of a ma'aseh that was done. The chiyuv of me'ila is defined in terms of the fact that was created. This has to be qualified, what we're saying now. It would sound from what we just said that by me'ila it doesn't make a difference whether there's a ma'aseh, whether there's no ma'aseh, whether there's a shear of a ma'aseh or not. L'ma'aseh, there's room to doubt what we're saying, so it has to be defined properly. The Rambam in Perek Zayin, we quoted this Rambam before in Perek Zayin Hilchos Me'ila, the Rambam says, Yeroa li, where the Rambam always means a svari, he doesn't have a makor, Yeroa li that the shear of Me'ila for Malkus, remember there's three different distinct parts of the Chiyuv Me'ila. There's the Tashlumen, there's Malkus, and there's a Korban. And the Malkus, the Rambam says, you royal leader, it's only by Nene, by Moyel Ashova Pruta, by Nene from Hegdish Ashova Pruta. Question is, Lagabe, the Korban Me'ila, it's Mufush in the Mishnah, we quoted the Mishnah above Mitzir Dafim Hei, where the Mishnah says, Chomish Pruta, it's one of the dinim in Torah that's Tali in a Pruta, is Me'ila. So why does the Rambam have to say, Mitzvah, you royal leader? So the Chizchinuch discusses this in Kuf Chav Zayin, Yud Zayin. And the way the Menachas Chinuch says it like this, he says, Lagabi Tashlumin, he quotes the Teres Kainim with the same way, Korban of Me'ila is Nismayed from a Chiyuv when it's Pachas Meshavu Pruta, which is the Din over there in the Mishnah Bava Metzia. There's also Teres Kainim, Chazal, the same Chazal Darshan, that Tashlume Me'ila, one is Chayiv even on a Pachas Meshavu Pruta. So now you have, on the one hand, you have Malkus, I'm sorry, you have Korban, which is Potter. You have Tashlumim where he's Chayv. What about Korban? What about Malkus? What's the Svoro? Why is one yeah, one is not, and why is there something in the middle? L'cha'ira. The definition goes back to what we said a few shiurim ago. That in the shear of taking money from somebody else, the shear is even The shear is only by a pruta. What's called that I took from somebody? What's called a maisa, a gzela, a maisa mazik, a maisa chavol, and so on and so forth? Only when it has a dollar and cents value of a shum. But that's the shear in any maisa, lekichem chayiv of momen. But, does that mean that shum pruta is not, less than a shum pruta is not momen? No. We saw the more in legabi goisha, less than shum pruta is momen. And less than Shavuta would also be called Hefsid Momen, and that's why there's a Chiyuv by Ben Noach. But as far as taking, the Maisa of taking is only Bishova Pruta. The effect of Hefsid Momen is even on less. So now let's ask ourselves by Hegdish, what's the Mechayiv? Is the Mechayiv the Maisa of taking from Hegdish? Or the point is the effect that Hegdish is a Nifsat. So we discussed the fact that Hegdish is not a victim. The point of Momen Hegdish is only a misappropriation. It's not a function of Hefsid of Rishus Hegdish. So you can't use that definition. But L'cha'oira, the fact that there's a Chiyuv Teshlumen on Pachas Meshova Pruta would seem to tell us that the musig al kaponim of misappropriation of that which is kodesh is even on paksu shavut without a maisa. On the other hand, the karbon, the mechayiv of karbon mila, is for the maisa of actually taking. So the Michas Chinuch says that maybe malchus is something in between. We have, there's no mafurish makor by malchus. Is malchus totally in the effect paksu shavut, or it's totally in the maisa of taking, which would have a shear of a pruta? So maybe that's why the Rambam has to be machriyim and asfar. But let's ask ourselves, the few what we just said, if you could be moil al-yidei somebody else, somebody's spending money and somebody else is chayiv. Somebody else is being nen and somebody else is being chayiv. And shlichus of chesheret v'kod, which is not a shlichus b'chlal, that's called my doing. But the point is that the end result of what was created is attributable to me. I'm responsible for that which was nischal. There's no maisa. So who's talking about a maisa? So obviously the maisa mila has to be qualified. It's not the regular maisa hano or achila. The point is like this. The point is that the mi'ila I'm responsible for if something was nischal, and that chil is shaykh to me because I was the one who set it into motion. I was the one who sent the kid in the first place, the chesher to the cotton. At the same time, there does need to be a maisa that's mechayiv. The mechayiv will only be on a maisa, and that's why there has to be a shear of a pruta. So that those, how to fit those two together is a little bit tricky. On the one hand, it needs to be a maisa, on the other hand, it doesn't have to be my maisa. I'm chayiv for that, the end result which was created by their maisa, despite the fact that it's not my maisa. That's the, l'chayiv, how you have to put this all together. Mitzvah Hashem, the next shear will delve more into shlichus and some of the intricacies of what the chiddush is in Me'ilah, specifically Me'ilah, that the shlichus of, even though, despite the fact that there's a klal v'yeshlichut v'arbera, and ein shlichut v'arbera, and how that plays itself out.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.